This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يعرف شو عدنان يعرف شو بجيبك على حلقة اللي هيك من زمان. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى تمد بركة in this gathering إن شاء الله. And make us from the people at the end of the gathering, they will be told, قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدل سيئاتكم حسنات. آمين رب العالمين. We are extremely grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us the opportunity to be able to finish Surah Yusuf عليه السلام. Took us around 30 something weeks with the breaks. Probably more than that, 8 months almost. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we learned many, many lessons. And I want to dedicate tonight's class to the summary of the whole surah, inshallah. As we have seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ended the surah by saying that in this story there is ibra to the people of understanding. Ibra li ulil albab. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the surah, he said, ayatun lissa'ilin. There is signs for the people who ask questions. And now you read the surah, you heard the tafsir, you heard what Yusuf alayhi salam went through. Now you have to learn ibrah. Now, you know, you have no excuse. All the lessons that Yusuf alayhi salam went through, you should be able to implement them in your life. So inshallah ta'ala, let's go quickly over some of the most important lessons that we learned from the surah. And some people have seen the video that I recorded today, that inshallah ta'ala, I will be asking questions and we will be giving some chocolate today. That's why I see some new faces today. If I know that would bring you in chocolate, we could have. Allahu Akbar, Jazakallah khair, Brother Zakaria. This is delicious, fresh, fresh made, not fresh made, fresh bought. Chocolate, inshallah ta'ala. So many of you have been here since the beginning, inshallah. So just concentrate on me, not on the chocolate. And inshallah ta'ala, I ask a question and I will give a prize to whomsoever answer after I finish the ibrah. One of the main benefits of the surah that showed us that the believer should be always concerned about his family. The believer should be very concerned about his family members, always making sure that they are in peace with each other, that they are on the right path, they are fulfilling their duties to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Ya'qub alayhi salam showed us the best example of that by always worrying, don't say this to your brothers, this will might think about you, you know. So he was always worried and concerned not to cause any enmity between the family. So that was one of the main lessons that we saw through the whole surah. Now, if I ask you, especially our young brothers, if I ask you, Yusuf, since the story is about Yusuf, what do you think the best gift you could give your father? Ever. What is the best gift to make him happy forever? What do you think the best gift? Anybody who knows, raise their hand also, not only Yusuf. No, I'm talking about young Habibi. Zabit raised his hand, Habibi. Talking about 15. Give them a chance. Helping him? Okay. What about, who's here also from the young brothers? Arsalan next to you, yeah. What's the best gift you could ever give to your father? Or to your parents in general? Huh? I can hear you. Dua? Okay, very good. Okay, now the adults can answer. As parents, what's the best gift you could ever give, you could ever receive as parents? MashaAllah. People, for the best gift you could give your parents, Brother Zabit said that you memorize the Quran. Adnan? And yakun bar, to be a person that is obedient to his parents, to both his mother and father. Yani. What else? Yahya. Kunis. Okay. The question is how? Be living on Tawheed and dying on Tawheed. You know, which is, the answer is, as parents, right? Allah, as a father, the best gift that my kids could ever give me is for them to be righteous. Which includes whatever everybody said. Righteous. Wallahi. Think about it. We don't want no money from them. We don't want nothing from them. All I want is to stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment and say, Ya Allah, I did my best and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is all we want from our children. As if there's anybody listening to us on YouTube or anything, wallahi, I'm telling you, as a father, that's the best gift you could ever give your parents, is to be righteous, is to be God-fearing, is to be always obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what they love. If the parents are, you know, righteous themselves, there are some parents, all they care about is to see him as a doctor. Pray, did not pray, doesn't matter. No, what is that? What is a doctor PhD going to do for me? Wallahi, I would rather you die ignorant and righteous than die with 7 PhDs and don't pray. Well, you know, subhanAllah. And like I always mention, the best way is to have a balance and combine between both. Tayyib. There were, if you noticed in this surah, especially all the brothers and sisters have been attending, there were so many dreams in the surah, right? Who's going to name for me all the dreams, inshallah? All the dreams. For two pieces of chocolate. Allahu Akbar. All the dreams. Yalla ya shabab, hayni hay.
One for a dream.
We make a deal. We'll negotiate. Yusuf, you ready? All the dreams? Tayyib, bismillah. Excellent. The first dream was the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam when he saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon making sujood. Second dream? Okay. Excellent. So then the two dreams that of the two men in jail, right? They were, when he entered jail, Yusuf alayhi salam, The two men, they saw him, إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. They saw him very righteous, and they asked him about two dreams. Everybody had a dream. What's the fourth dream? That's the main dream. The king dream. So you get one, inshallah. The dream of the سَبْعَ وَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ, right? So, and then the king saw the dream, and subhanAllah, that dream was one of the reasons, or the main reason, for Yusuf to be out of jail. And we discussed many times that true dreams are from Allah Azza wa Jal, and we said that not everybody can interpret dreams. You don't go to Islamic college and you ask him, I want a master in dream interpretation. This is only fatah, this is only a hiba, a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal that give the person to be able to interpret dreams. Many people come to me and ask me, Ya Shaykh, I saw this dream. I tell them, Habibi, I have nothing to do with dreams. Subhanallah. So it's not everybody can interpret the dreams. One main lesson that we learned, Ya Akhwan, is, which is unfortunately happening a lot, is that لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا. The wise person does not flaunt about his belongings. You know, every time something happens, yalla, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, you put everything that's happening, and you have no clue who is watching, and that could be somebody who is envious, that could ruin your life, and you have no clue from the evil eye. So even Yaqub alayhi salam, a prophet telling a prophet, don't say everything that you know. Don't tell everything that you're blessed with to everybody, even though he was talking about his own blood brothers. Another lesson is that the shaitan is always eager to cause problems between family members, specifically between family members, between community members. This is his job, and he works day and night in order to master his job. And we've seen that when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they were plotting against Yusuf to the level of killing their own brother. And the shaitan convinced them that this is something, you know, good. Another lesson we learned is that jealousy could drive person to do things that he never ever imagined that he could ever do. And we saw that from also the brothers of Yusuf intending to kill their brother. This is what jealousy led to, because they were jealous because their father used to favor Yusuf over them, or love Yusuf or more than he loved them. Another lesson is that repentance before you commit the sin is not true repentance. Okay? Where did that happen? So the brothers said, we're going to get rid of Yusuf, and then we will be qawman salihin. Let's commit this major sin, kill our brother, get rid of our brother, and then after that, we will become righteous people. Whomsoever make this condition before, this is a fake tawbah. Real tawbah is you really stop doing the amal and make promise that you'll never go back to it again, and you regret every time that you did it. Patience was a main lesson in this whole story. And we said that patience is of three types, right? Patience, who's going to name the three types of patience, inshallah? Anybody? Three types of patience. Sheikh. Patience on calamities. Patience on the ta'a. Patience to be able to perform the ibadat. And the last patience? Refrain from ma'asiyah. I don't like to throw it to Baba. Throw it to you, they'll give it to him, inshallah. And there was a special patience mentioned in this surah. And that patience is? Sabrun jameel, right? Fasabrun jameel. That, what's so special? Let me see who's going to answer this one. What is the sabr al jameel? What is the sabr al jameel, Abu Yusuf? To to be content with Allah's decree. This is part of it, big part of it. And the second very important part of it, not to complain. I'll give you one split, you and Yusuf, one bite each. Not to complain to anybody except Allah. You're not looking for pity from anyone. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with expressing your feeling to other people. But if you want sabr jameel, there are different kinds of sabr. But the sabr al-jameel is the one that I don't tell anybody except Allah Azza wa Jal. Again, I repeat, there's nothing wrong if I express to you my problems and you could, you know, console me. But that's not the sabr al-jameel. Okay? Sabr al-jameel, ya Allah, you are the hakeem, you are the alim. I am very content, whatever you have decreed. Another lesson is that the danger of interacting with the opposite gender. To have to be very careful when you are mixing with the opposite gender. We saw what happened, a beautiful woman of status, and because they were frequently seeing each other, that led for her to think of performing the fahisha with him, and we know all the story. So we have to be very careful, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us that if any man is with a strange woman, not his mahram, they were alone, the third is the shaitan. The third is the shaitan. One more lesson, very important lesson, is that without Allah's help, you will not be able to go anywhere. You will not be able to stay away from any sin. And we saw that when Yusuf alayhi salam begged Allah Azza wa Jal to protect him from the kaid, from the plotting of all the women, the friends of Imra'at al-Aziz. Evil, we studied and we learned about the evil of gossip and backbiting and slander, and how that led to the people, to the woman gathering and start talking about Imra'at al-Aziz, and that led to many other problems. Actions, we learned, this is very, very important lesson from Surah Yusuf, that actions speak way much louder than words when it come to da'wah. And that was proven to us when Yusuf alayhi salam was in jail. In jail, they noticed, inna naraka lamina al-muhsinin. We see that you are from the muhsinin, just from his actions. They don't know nothing about him being a prophet or anything. Huh? From his actions, he was able. And when he spoke to them, which is another lesson, he went to invite them to Islam. All he was talking about is tawheed. Allah, 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 Allah. All the time he's talking about Allah in the third page of the surah, talking about Allah, inviting the people, inviting the two men in the jail to Islam. And this is a lesson for all of us, that when we call people to Islam, we should start with the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you will, another huge lesson from Surah Yusuf is that you will never succeed in this dunya until you fail a couple of times. You fail and you go through hardship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see your sincerity and your obedience, and then He raise you. Yusuf alayhi salam, well, from a beautiful home and a family home to a well. Then from the well to the mansion. Then from the mansion to the jail. Then from the jail to the Aziz of Masr. So up and down, this is the life of the Prophet. So what about us? Subhanallah. So this has to be expected as a believer. You will go in ups and downs, and you're always content with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. We noticed and we learned something extremely important, the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. Yusuf alayhi salam, after everything that they have done to him, لا تثريب عليكم. He told his brothers, go, I'm not even going to blame you. I'm not even going to remind you. And we studied from the words that he used that he never even mentioned the well to them again. So we have to learn, ya akhwan, how to forgive one another no matter what happened, especially now the month of Ramadan is approaching us. Wallahi, let's enter this month with a clean heart to everyone. No matter what they have done, be the better person, be the higher person, and always ask people to forgive you and enter this month with a clean, beautiful heart, inshallah. And we learned at the end of the surah is that the most important thing to Allah Azza wa Jal is how my life ends. How the life ends. It is great to be all through your life as an obedient person, but the most important thing, how does it end? How does the life end? And that was shown to us from Yusuf alayhi salam, when as a prophet he begged Allah Azza wa Jal, Tawaffani Musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. He asked Allah Azza wa Jal to make him die as a Muslim. That is the most important thing. Wallahi ya akhwan, let's make this dua as part of our daily dua. Allahumma, O Rabbi, tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin. We have no clue how will our life end. And like I mentioned many, many times, don't ever be fooled by your beard, by your people calling you Sheikh, Ustaz, Imam, Mawlana. Don't be fooled by these things. It is the, what really counts is your status with Allah Azza wa Jal. Your status with Allah Azza wa Jal. Our status with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what really matters. People could call me any names, but the important name that I want to be proud of is, what's my name in the Mala' al-A'la? What's my name to Allah Azza wa Jal? What's my name amongst the angels? What is that name that they're using to describe me? This is what really matters. If a prophet is asking at his last thing, which is he's guaranteed, no prophet chosen by Allah will die as a non-Muslim. No way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen them. So his final dua at the end of the surah, after all the hardships and all the things that he went through, alayhi salam, Rabbi, tawaffani musliman, wa alhiqni bis salihin. Let's make that, ya akhwan, our main dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. And all the lessons that we learned from the surah, most of you, alhamdulillah, rabbi ameen, were here almost every class since the beginning of the tafsir. Let's try, inshallah ta'ala, to take at least a couple of lessons or any time we go through any of this difficulties that Yusuf alayhi salam went through, let's try to implement. And this is the only way that we will be amongst the people, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah said in Surah Az-Zumar, the people when they listen, they apply, they are the people whom Allah called, they are guided. And they are the people who are people of understanding. Ahmed. This is one of the main lessons. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The main two, and we saw these two actions all over the Quran. Taqwa and sabr. Fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and patience. When we have those two, wallahi, you could walk through this life and you will not worry about anything. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Always you see sabr and taqwa, sabr and taqwa. You will hear, you will be tested with your wealth and with yourself. And you will hear from the people of the book and the mushrikeen a complete, a lot of harm. Subhanallah, we are living this ayah. And if you are patient and have taqwa, this is one of the highest level you could ever achieve. Subhanallah. So ya akhwan, the moral of the ulama said, like our brother Ahmed reminded us, they said the summary of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is in this ayah. If you are patient and have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever waste any of that, and you will see it multiplied many, many folds in your scale. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So inshallah ta'ala, everybody will get some of that chocolate. Let's get Sheikh Yusuf distribute inshallah ta'ala, and we'll give sisters also, just text me or text your husband how many sisters we have there, so we can send you some chocolate inshallah. Brother Zakaria, you can go from that side inshallah. We'll make sure everybody gets something today inshallah. Bring the rest to me, huh? Sisters, how many sisters do we have in the back inshallah? Anybody knows? طيب, don't forget يا أخوان, tomorrow inshallah is Friday. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. A lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And please come and attend Fajr at 6:15. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إياك.